Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of Jeremiah and Lamentations, Week 2. The two evils of God's people and God's faithfulness in fulfilling His economy. Wednesday related verses. John chapter 4, verses 13 and 14. Jesus answered and said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water shall thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall by no means thirst forever, but the water that I will give him will become in him a fountain of water, gushing up into eternal life." Jeremiah chapter 2, verses 11 and 13. Has a nation ever exchanged its gods, even though they are no gods? But my people have exchanged their glory for that which does not benefit them. Verse 13. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, to hew out for themselves cisterns, broken cisterns, which hold no water. Romans chapter 1, verse 23. And changed the glory of the incorruptible God into the likeness of an image of corruptible man, and of birds and four-footed animals and reptiles. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 7 and 14. Neither become idolaters, as some of them did, as it is written, "The people sat down to eat and drink and stood up to play." Verse 14. Therefore, my beloved, flee from idolatry. Isaiah chapter 55, verses 1 and 2. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Yes, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and the result of your labor for what does not satisfy? Hear me attentively, and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. John chapter 6, verse 27. Work not for the food which perishes, but for the food which abides unto eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For him has the Father, even God, sealed. Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 11. Then I turned to all the works that my hands had done, and the labor by which I had labored in doing them. And indeed, all was vanity and a chasing after wind, and there was no advantage under the sun. Suggested reading. In Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13, we see not only something positive, the fountain of living waters, but also something negative, the children of Israel's forsaking this fountain to hew out for themselves broken cisterns, which hold no water. This negative thing indicates that Israel, like Adam in Genesis chapter 3, had become fallen. Adam fell by forsaking the tree of life and turning to another tree, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Israel fell by forsaking God as the fountain of living waters and turning to a source other than God. God was burdened that Israel would drink him to become his increase as his fullness, that they might express him. Israel should have drunk of God as the fountain of living waters, but instead they committed two evils. The first evil was to forsake God. The second evil was to hew out cisterns as another source. Those cisterns, however, were broken and could hold no water. This indicates that apart from God as the fountain of living waters, nothing can quench our thirst, nothing can satisfy us. Nothing apart from God Himself dispensed into us as living water can make us His increase for His expression. The first evil of Israel was to forsake Jehovah, the fountain of living waters. In the book of Jeremiah, Jehovah God considers himself a husband to his beloved elect Israel, and Israel a wife to him. Jeremiah chapter 2 verse 1 through Jeremiah chapter 3 verse 5 may thus be regarded as a conversation between a husband and wife. Go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, Thus says Jehovah, I remember concerning you the kindness of your youth, the love of your bridal days, when you followed after me in the wilderness, in a land that was not sown. There was a bridal day, a wedding day, for Jehovah and Israel. And Jehovah the husband still remembered that day of love. Thus says Jehovah, What iniquity did your fathers find in me, that they have gone far away from me, and have walked after vanity and are vain? The word vanity in this verse refers to idols. Israel walked after vanity, and they themselves became vain. They worshipped idols, and as a result, they made themselves nothing. Israel also forgot Jehovah, who brought them up from Egypt through the wilderness of deserts and the shadow of death, and brought them into the land of the fruited field. In forsaking Jehovah, the fountain of living waters, God's people were like Jehovah's wife committing fornication with many lovers. Israel realized that Jehovah was her husband, but she continued to commit fornication with many lovers, with many idols. Such was the sinful condition of Israel. Israel's second evil was to hew out for themselves cisterns, broken cisterns which hold no water. The word in chapter 2, verse 13 about cisterns is, of course, a figure of speech portraying Israel's toil in making something to replace God as the fountain of living waters. To hew out a cistern from rock is very hard labor. Then the cistern may become broken. Once a cistern is broken, the water in it leaks out. This is a picture of human labor and enterprise. We may labor to get something for ourselves, but then our cistern develops a crack, and we lose whatever we have gained. Israel chose many idols, which are of no benefit, to replace the unique God, who is their glory. This is very similar to what is described in Romans chapter 1, verse 23. Where Paul speaks of those who changed the glory of the incorruptible God into the likeness of an image of corruptible man and of birds and four-footed animals and reptiles.